KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 70 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today with isolated showers this afternoon, a high around 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In area news, a traffic stop last night in Adams County resulted in an arrest. 19-year-old Justice Guy Myers of Villisca was arrested at around 9:35 p.m. and charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Myers was brought to the Adams County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. A trailer being pulled by a pickup truck fishtailed Monday evening, causing a rollover accident in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2015 Chevy Silverado pickup was traveling west on Interstate 80 near Neola at around 7:15 p.m. when the trailer began to sway, possibly due to the wind. The driver, 66-year-old Louis David D'Amico of Sagertown, Pennsylvania, tried to correct the vehicle's path, but the truck and trailer ended up crossing both lanes of traffic. The truck rolled onto its top and came to rest in the north ditch, while the trailer came to rest on its side in a travel portion of the roadway. D'Amico and a passenger in his truck, 66-year-old Almeida D'Amico, also of Sagertown, were transported by Neola Rescue to Mercy Hospital. The couple was wearing their seat belts. Two people from southwest Iowa were injured during a collision Monday evening in Mills County. The State Patrol says a pickup, or rather an SUV, I should say, driven by 42-year-old Dawn Marie Hale of Red Oak and a 2010 Kia Forte driven by 22-year-old Ashley Ann Greedy of Henderson collided when one of the vehicles was preparing to turn north onto County Road M16 from Highway 34. The accident happened at around 5:30 p.m. Both women were transported by rescue crews from Red Oak and Malvern, respectively, to area hospitals. Hale went to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, while Greedy was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department said yesterday a truck driver from Canada was cited following a rollover accident at mile marker 5 of Interstate 80 westbound. The accident happened at around 4:15 a.m. Monday when the driver dropped his cell phone, reached down to grab it, and lost control of the semi. The rig flipped onto its side, blocking interstate traffic. I-80 westbound was shut down and traffic was diverted until just before 6 a.m. Monday. The 36-year-old driver from Ontario, Canada, suffered minor injuries but refused treatment. He was cited for failure to maintain control. Well, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and Iowa Department of Public Safety are reporting that there were two fatalities and one person critically injured in a house fire that took place in Guthrie County early Monday morning. The Guthrie Center Fire Department was dispatched at around 12:27 a.m. to 1005 Main Street in Guthrie Center for a report of a house fire. They were assisted by Panora Fire Department, Panora Ambulance, and the Guthrie County Sheriff's deputies. One person, they said, was critically injured and transported by air to Omaha, Nebraska, where they remained hospitalized. Two other individuals died as the result of the fire, and their positive identifications will be made during autopsies to be conducted later this week by the Iowa Office of State Medical Examiner. An investigation into the fire is being conducted by the State Fire Marshal's Office and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, as well as the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, the Greene County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa State Patrol. Anyone who has any information related to the investigation can call the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-743-2214. In the funeral announcements, Darlene Hazel Q, age 83, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Darlene Q will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Evelyn Duskin, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Evelyn Duskin will be today at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Anderson, age 75, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. A mass of Christian burial for Richard Anderson will be today at 1:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. James Sporleader, age 81, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Funeral services for James Sporleader will be on Wednesday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Ellen Campbell, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Ellen Campbell will be on Wednesday, tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Loretta Shepherd, age 86, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Per her wishes, a celebration of life picnic for Loretta Shepherd will be held tomorrow from noon until 2 o'clock at the Camblin edition of Sunnyside Park in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Andrew Andy Fredrickson, age 66, of Atlantic, died May the 4th. Two gatherings to celebrate the life of Andy Fredrickson will be held. One will be a going-away party that he planned at the Elbow Room this Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. The second will be a celebration of his life that his wife Nancy is planning at Nishna Hills Golf Club from 6 until 8 p.m. next Monday, both here in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Mary Ellen Knopp, age 93, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Mary Ellen Knopp are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.